we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in one more time to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. If you are listening at 8 o'clock, if you're listening at 8:30 a.m. or 5 p.m., if you're listening at 10:30 a.m., you're catching us on WWBC 1510 a.m. However you are listening to us, we thank you for allowing us to speak into your life for the next 30 minutes. We want to say thank you today to the wonderful folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. Their phone number is 632-9538, 632-9538. So let me tell you about our latest encounter with them as far as with our repair. We had them install some security lights years and years and years ago. It was a long time ago. It was long before we ever had the radio program or anything. We've known these people for a long, long time. And so those lights had begun to fail. And it seems like every year we would have one or two of them that would need to be worked on. And you would discover that because of daylight savings time, and you'd go out there and see that the lights weren't working. And so we had some lights, and I changed some bulbs, and I was about a third of the way successful in changing bulbs. And so that meant that it was time to call the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. And they came out. Only this time, instead of just rehabbing what was already there, there had been new technology that had come out that they were able to take the electrical fixture itself. They were able to rework that on the inside to where it no longer used as much electricity. It still put out a different type of light. And so they got us up and running with a much more reliable fixture that is going to cost a lot more or a lot less in upkeep in the years to come. That's the type of people that we recommend here on the radio program. They're people who are not only out there, you know, trying to take advantage of people, but they are out there who want to be a blessing to people's lives. They want to meet their needs in a manner that is going to be a blessing to them. And so Dennis and Carl at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, they are absolutely incredible. Their team is absolutely incredible. And if you need air conditioning, heating, or electrical work here in Brevard County, from the southern tip to the northern tip, eastern coast to western border, however, wherever you may be situated, they can get you fixed up. So I encourage you to give them a call. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, 321-632-9538. So thank them very, very much for all their support here on the radio program. So coming up this weekend, we're going to be having a guest speaker at Merritt Assembly of God. He's my pastor, Terry Rayburn. He is the district superintendent of the Assemblies of God in the Peninsula of Florida district, meaning the peninsular part of Florida here. There's a different group up in the panhandle. But he's coming. He is my supervisor. He's my resource whenever I encounter something I've never encountered before. He's coming to celebrate with us because 25 years ago, the then district superintendent asked us to come and pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and God has been faithful. So as we are talking about the fruit of the Spirit being faithfulness, I just want to remind you that God is faithful. And if there all of these other reasons that I share with you about the consequences of unfaithfulness, and then later on when we get into discussing the blessings of faithfulness and what that looks like. I want you to know that because God is faithful, that's the highest motivation there is, because we want to be like our God. Amen? We want to emulate Him. We want to imitate Him. We want to be like Him so that other people will be attracted to Him through the faithfulness that they see in us. And so this is me inviting you to come out and celebrate with us. I know many of you have church homes, and I'm thankful that you are established there. But if you get an opportunity to come and hang out with us Sunday morning after our 10:30 service, we would be greatly thrilled with the opportunity to meet you. At our Thanksgiving dinner here a couple of weeks ago, we had some guests, and I noticed my wife was talking to them for a long time before I was talking to another couple that had visited that day. And come to find out, the couple she was talking to, that they had been in a church that I served in 3 decades ago. And it was really, really great to see them. And it was unexpected. And that same day we had a lady who listens to the radio program, and she had come and spent that Sunday with us. And so if any of you came out that day and I didn't get to spend as much time with you, it was because I was catching up on a relationship that was 30 years, been over 30 years in the making, and hadn't seen them and really learned a lot about them during that time. But this is my personal invitation. I'd love to be able to meet you. I have met people who listen to this program. I've met you in Walmart. I've met you at the cashier line in Walmart. Just because you recognize my voice, I've met you in churches. I've met people all over the place, and it's always a thrill for me to be able to say hi and thank you for listening. So that's coming up this weekend, and if you get an opportunity to stick around after the service, I would love the opportunity to meet you, say hello, and thank you personally for listening to the Refresh Radio program. Let's talk about unfaithfulness, because we want that out of our life. Amen? In Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 2, it says, "A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the unfaithful feeds on violence." Okay, the word for the soul of the unfaithful here means the vitality. It means the very essence of a man. And it says that the unfaithful, and the same word for unfaithful keeps showing up over and over again. It talks about that the very essence of this person, this unfaithful person, feeds on violence and cruelty. Now, I want to talk about that feeding aspect, and I want you to evaluate what is going on in our society. When you begin to see movies that are taking place and some of the television series that are out there, how violent are they? And I'm not just talking about, you know, how do I want to say this? I'm just not talking about the machinery that they use, but the mindset that is going on out there. There are some subject matters of television programs that are very popular that I would have nothing to do with simply because of the very premise of the program being based completely on cruelty and violence. Things that if those things were going on in real life, and they do on occasion happen in real life, many of these things, that people would be freaked out. They would be mortified. There was a time when I graduated Bible college. I got asked to go and be a counselor at this summer camp. And there were some junior counselors that had aged out of the camp, but they were in the youth ministry. And they were able to come back as junior counselors. And there was something that happened. And what it revealed was they had spent much of their free time watching all of these horrific movies and programs on television, that when it was taken out of the realm of fantasy and it was put into the realm of the reality, they literally freaked out. They just started, and it was all in their head. There really hadn't been anything that had happened. It is just really all in their head. It was, they were so terrified because of the things that they had been feeding on. I have a person that I know that asked me to pray for them because, and not here in Florida, so you can take that out. They asked me to pray for them because they get so terrified at times that they don't even want to go out of their house. I talked to somebody and they said, well, that person, you have to understand the things that they're watching on television in order to understand why they are so afraid to go out of their house. Listen, if what you are feeding on is undermining your faith, it is subverting your faith, it is discouraging you or preventing you from living out the purpose that God has for you, you need to change your nutrition source. Unfaithfulness, unfaithful people, literally the core of their existence feeds on the cruelty and the violence that is going on in society. It works them up. And so I want to encourage you, instead of feeding on that, it says a man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth. So watch your words, watch what you say, feed on the word of God, open up your mouth and allow God to instill his word into it. So let me take you to the next proverb. It's also in Proverbs chapter 13. In verse number 15, it says, good understanding gains favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. So I don't really know too many people who are looking for life to be more difficult. And if you were to ask them, everybody wants their kids to have a better life than what they had. And so it says here, good understanding gains favor. That word favor there means favor, grace, pleasant, it's precious. And so good understanding is going to be a benefit in your life. But then it says the way of the unfaithful is hard. The lifestyle of the unfaithful is hard. The road that they choose is hard. I remember taking a road one time thinking I was taking a shortcut, and it ended up being one of the most horrific roads that I have ever been on in my entire life. It wasn't actually a road for navigation. It actually ended up being a road that was used to haul lumber and haul timber out of a forest to get to a main highway. It showed up as a road on the map, but it really wasn't the road that you wanted to drive on. Ended up getting to my destination late, ended up getting in trouble because I got to my destination late, and it just wasn't any fun. And you know what? I've never taken that road since. I've seen it. I know where it's at. And I will choose to go 40 miles north so that I don't have to deal with that road again. I'll go up and turn around and go back the other direction 20 miles if I have to. I'm not going on that road. It is too hard. And yet people intentionally choose a lifestyle that is filled with heartache and pain and suffering. That word that is translated hard, when I looked that up in the Greek Hebrew lexicon, it described a hard that is like running into concrete. I don't know if you've ever seen people pretend to hit their head up against a wall, but that is what life is like for unfaithful people. It is hitting one roadblock after another roadblock after another roadblock, and there's just a better way. There's a broad path that leads to destruction, and many are on it, but there is a straight and a narrow path that leads to life, and few there are that find it. If you are tired of life being so painfully hard, I encourage you to evaluate and see if God is not wanting to bring a correction into an area of your life where unfaithfulness might be trying to hide. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the unfaithful for the upright. What this means is there's a redemption price. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous. I want to be the type of person that other people want to hang around. I want to be the type of person that people say, you know what, you're worth keeping around. When I taught kids in Texas, I said, if you will keep your heart right before God, if you will keep doing life for Him, this is way back in the 80s. I said, if you will become an expert in your field, what you are going to find is that you are going to be a highly prized commodity when it comes to work. So one of my children, when they were in college, they had to do a personality exam for college, and they were sharing the results with me, and I said, sounds to me like they're reading your mail, because it was a very accurate reflection of who that person was. And this is what the conclusion of that, it said, your personality is the rarest and the most desirable for business. And so you are going to be highly sought out. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. And so when it comes to my kids, when it comes to youth group kids, when it comes to people in our congregation, I say you want to do things in a right way so that people are not throwing you under the bus trying to save their own skin. That you will be the type of person that say, you know what, we're going to keep you around. If there's cutbacks that come, we're going to keep you around. That's the way that I look at that. Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 28. She also lies in wait as for a victim and increases the unfaithful among men. Let me take you to Proverbs chapter 23, because I want to read a few verses right before that, beginning at verse number 26. It says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. For a harlot is a deep pit, and a seductress is a narrow well. She also lies in wait as for a victim and increases the unfaithful among men. I know that there is a huge part of our culture that makes a mockery of the concept of sexual immorality, that there is this distorted and perverted view on being chaste and moral according to God's standards. I realize that right now it looks like society is winning that argument because it is such a populist view. I will also remind you that was one of the things that made Baal worship so much more popular among the people than worshiping the Lord God of Israel. Baal was not the Lord God of Israel. Baal was a deity that was worshiped by the peoples of that region that God had removed from the land. There were a lot of different Baals. But one of the principles that came along with that was sexual immorality. They brought immorality, and as long as it was done in the auspices of the church house, everything was okay as far as they were concerned. And God kept saying, that's not who I am. That's not the way that I want my people to live. And so there was always this clash between what was accepted for Baal worship versus what was accepted for God, for worship of the Lord God of Israel. And I will tell you this, that sexual immorality, seduction, that it increases the unfaithfulness of men. It may not be the source of unfaithfulness, but it may be the portal that the enemy uses to reveal unfaithfulness in a person's life. You see, whenever the fruit of the Spirit, which is faithfulness, is under fire, whenever we're not producing that fruit, then the carnal nature is going to rise up and try and gain influence in that void. You can't afford that to happen. You and I, we live in a very dangerous time, a very treacherous time. There, there has never been a greater need for purity in God's people than there is right now. So I want to encourage you, do not compromise in the area of sexual immorality, because all of those things about the way of the unfaithful being hard and uprooted and scattered and caught by their own lust and feeding on violence, all of those things are waiting in the wings. Just don't walk through the door. Don't allow the devil to use immorality and seduction to get you compromised, because he will not appreciate you. God loves you. God appreciates you. The devil wants to mock you and make fun of you. And we've seen that plenty here lately. The Bible does say that if you and I do not repent, that the things that are done in secret will be proclaimed in the housetops. Folks, that happens in our current society. It might take 10 years. It might take 20 years. Listen, if it's exposed, it is not because God hates you. It's because he loves you and he wants you repentant and he wants you forgiven and empowered to live a different life. Proverbs chapter 25, verse number 19. This is where we're going to pretty much end today. We might touch on one more, but this is getting confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint. Let me read that to you again. Proverbs chapter 25, verse number 19. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint. So, in our current culture, unfaithfulness will even manifest itself in people's lives inside the church. Hopefully not in the immorality sense, but we've seen that that has happened in the past. We don't want that to happen again. But can you count on the person is a very important feature. And so I believe in raising the bar. God appreciates faithful people. And I appreciate faithful people. But there are some people that say, well, you know, you just get what you get with me. You get the good, you get the bad, and you're just going to have to deal with it. And I just don't want to rationalize a person into staying beneath the level that God wants them to operate in. There's a reason why God wants you and I to operate with the fruit of the Spirit, which is faithfulness. And that is, he wants to manifest in such a way that people around you will be able to rely upon you as a child of God, because you do rely upon God. We need to be people that can be counted on. That if people see that something, or that if you're not there, that there's something that has gone on. I'll never forget one year we had worked on changing out pews and putting in chairs. This probably 15 years ago, something like that. I was much younger and much more limber, but I injured my back, and I got up one Sunday morning and I could not function. I could not hardly get out of bed. I managed to get dressed. I managed to where I could get to the front door. And I wasn't able to go to church that day. And pretty soon there was a person knocking on my door, and I managed to get to the door, and they asked a question, and it was one of the next door neighbors, and all of a sudden it dawned on them, it's Sunday morning. What are you doing here? And I had to explain to them, I'm just in a whole heaping lot of pain right now. But it suddenly dawned on them that if it's Sunday morning, you know where Pastor Bob's going to be. And that's the type of people that we need to be on, because there are too many people who are trying to rely on unfaithful people instead of relying upon faithful people. And it says it's like a bad tooth or a foot out of joint. Now, I know what it is like to lose a couple of finger joints. I had an accident when I was a child, and I know the pain that brings. That's very painful. I also remember I'm blessed with some very healthy teeth. I did not have a cavity until I was over 40 years old, but I remember the doctor telling me at one point in time, said, you know, you're really going to have your wisdom teeth out here one of these days. And I said, well, we'll need to let the finances improve. And I kept going. And one night, a friend of mine and I, Pastor Bernie from River of Life Assembly of God, he celebrated 25 years of pastoring his church in September. I'm celebrating 25 years here this coming Sunday. But he and I, we went to district council, and we shared expenses. So we split a room, and I woke up in the middle of the night with the worst toothache. And my wife is not there, and I remember I just had been given a cell phone, and I went into the restroom, and I called my wife in the middle of the night, and I said, I am in so much pain. I need you to call the dentist. I need you to schedule me an appointment as soon as he can get me in so that we can get this tooth problem taken care of. I mean, I don't know anybody that says, man, I'm so glad I've got this toothache. I just thrive on the pain and the throbbing that comes every day. We would never choose to endure pain like that. We would want that fixed. We wouldn't care if we'd have to call the dentist back from vacation. We want that pain fixed. Well, that's the same level of pain that unfaithfulness and counting on unfaithful people, or trying to count on unfaithful people, brings into your life. And folks, there is something that we can do about that. We can allow God to change our hearts and pray that he would establish faithfulness, not just in us, but in our families, in our churches. I wonder what would happen in America if everybody who claims to go to church on Sunday would suddenly show up for church on a Sunday. I wonder what that would really do in America. I believe it would be a major turning point if people said, you know what, I'm going to be faithful to worshiping God this weekend. I pray that God will use this season in our lives here to cause all of us to rise to a new level of faithfulness so that people can count on us in good times and in times of trouble. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll catch you next time right here on the Refresh Radio Broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you without adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you. It's like an